Dit is een podcast van operamagazine.nl. Marina Poplavskaja is terug in Amsterdam. Precies 4 jaar geleden zong de sopraan de rol van Violetta in La Traviata van Verdi. Ze was in de regie van Willy Dekker een regelrechte hit, zo schreef de New York Times. Het succes kwam op haar pad.
You don't choose the red dress chooses you.
Nu, 4 jaar later, is ze terug bij de Nederlandse opera voor opnieuw La Traviata. En daar keek ze naar uit, vertelt ze in het gesprek dat we met haar hadden in een pauze van de repetities. Poplavskaja is geen doorsnee operadiva. Haar antwoorden en opinies zijn dat ook niet. Ze vindt opera heel veel meer dan entertainment. Het is vooral hard werken.
The opera itself in Latin it means the deed, right? The hard work, labor.
Als 9-jarige auditeerde ze voor het kinderkoor van het Bolshoi Theater in haar geboortestad Moskou. Haar ouders had ze thuis gelaten, want ze wist zelf heel goed wat ze wilde.
I was born, like Lady Gaga said, baby, I was born this way, you know. That's the thing.
Ze heeft in haar carrière veel Verdi gezongen, vanuit een diep respect voor het Italiaanse genie. Na Amsterdam zingt ze Wagner in Milaan bij Daniel Barenboim. Marina Poplavskaja is gedreven, serieus, maar heus niet altijd.
Well. At the doctor. It's
okay. That's how it works, yeah.
Happy to be back in Amsterdam.
Very much.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Exactly 4 years.
Mm-hmm. It's from the last production. Then we did the Guillaume Tell in Concert Hall.
Yeah, wow, that's on the Saturday matinee, yeah.
That's lovely.
En dan zijn we klaar voor een echt gesprek over haar ervaringen met La Traviata, Violetta, Verdi, Willy Dekker en over haar vak.
Miss Poplavskaja, that's how you pronounce your name, I guess.
That's fine, yeah.
Back in Amsterdam, before in the building there's a big poster of you in the red dress with the clock.
Really?
But the city will may be full of those posters the next few weeks. What has happened to a person when you see yourself being so exposed in a big poster on a wall?
I'm happy if it brings more new public to the theater, if people are interested. Because the production needs to live on, and we need our public, we need people to come and see what we have to say and to hear and to get new experiences in love, in life and the emotions. So I'm very happy if it works. And it's a beautiful production, you know. I just saw it recently with Diana Damrau, and it leaves completely different emotional step in my heart, because it really is something extraordinary what Willy Dekker created. It's you can't take it as a mechanical or just staging. You can't take it like a written schedule of movements. It's a whole body. It's some kind of a mystical creature which lives and grows with each year, stronger and stronger. So it's very, and either it loves you, either it doesn't love you, you know. So it's, you don't choose the red dress chooses you. That's the thing, it's the truth.
You were chosen 4 years ago, big success. People wrote that maybe it was the best Violetta ever on a Dutch stage.
That was definitely work of Willy and the entire team, because that's what it is. It is not me, it is our work together. Put in that red dress, consumed by it. You know, it is not a monster, it's just a mystical creature, which, as I said, it might kiss you, it might eat you. So, yeah.
Now you're back, new production with some people from last time, like Ismael Jordi, who plays Alfredo again. Do you feel responsible to reproduce the same quality as 4 years ago?
We had 10 performances in Generale, right? And every beat of the performance was different. Every new take on rehearsal is different, you know? Because we communicate like us now, for example. You ask me the question, so you give me the idea of mind, and I bounce it back with my perspective, what I see in the world. That's how it happens, as a conversation. And an entire performance is nothing more than just a hyperbolized conversation between musicians, artists, and orchestra. And it's a conversation which tells us about emotional state and which teaches us life. You know, gives a lot of experience. You know, makes us suffer, makes us get better from ourselves. But it's all happens in conversation. So it's never the same, and it's more exciting for me. And I was waiting for this moment, actually. I was waiting to come back to Amsterdam after I've done it at the Met, the same production. Because I was honored to be chosen. They invited me to come, and I was intrigued. How would it work after years? After Met, I was already thinking about Amsterdam, because it's this is the phenomenon of Verdi. And I think that now I am I begin to understand the genius of Willy Decker as a wise, is like he was like a wizard, really. Very, very patient with other people's emotions. The opera itself in Latin, it means the deed, right? The hard work, labor. And it's like all labor, like all work, it consumes life and it gets into your blood. So it becomes your part of yourself, your being. And I think like for Verdi it was, you know, he had a lot to say about society and he said a lot about human emotion. And it's so modern, it is so taking it to our reality. It's so objective, it's about our life, about our situation. And I think Willy put a lot of his blood in this production, mm-hmm. a lot.
When the opera starts, you walk on stage, you close a big window, big door.
Yeah.
We see how you act, but we cannot guess what's in your mind. What do you do to concentrate on this movement and this start of the opera?
It's as simple as breathing. It's letting the last breath out and suddenly having it back, all the air, with seeing another chance in life. Mm-hmm.
So you live through that moment when yes. you go on stage.
Yes.
There's no routine or there's no...
There's no special tricks, as you say. It's always a... it's always a full work on concentration and full work on the... because the time is the most difficult enemy of ours, which we can never defeat. And it's the most difficult for me is for the actress, because then I am an actress and... to stay myself and to live with this very slow murderer, which is a time. So it's never the same.
It's quite an intense process you're going through.
Yes, it's a very interesting psychological actually process. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but it's always worth a try.
4 years after you were Violetta last time in Amsterdam, how has your artistry, your voice, changed in those 4 years?
Well, I'm happy and excited for the new colors and for new difficulties I find in the piece, because every masterpiece, this is a masterpiece of Verdi. And approaching something which was created for the special voices, for the special characters. And Verdi worked with his singers. He traveled for his singers. He wrote for his singers, you know. And initially adopting something which was written 200 years ago and finding it till the last little pause is my breath and is my character. It's very, very challenging. As well, it's very exciting because with every new emotion I get from my own life, it opens new door for me in this masterpiece.
Mm-hmm.
And it brings me more work, actually.
Is life good to you?
Life is life itself.
You once called yourself a victim. For us, you said everybody is a victim, and that's what interests me. Do you feel
we are victims of our lives? The only thing, if you admit you're in the victim is your life, then it eats you alive. You know, then you're done. And if you dare to fight it and to stand up against the wind, that I think makes you to live longer and to see better and more of the beautiful things also in our life. Mm.
Is there time enough for you after next to working to enjoy life?
I enjoy life. This is not is inseparable. Me at the theater and me as me. Me is me. You know, I can change. I can develop, and I can I'm happy to work on my character as a person. But it's me. You know, I don't pretend of playing to being somebody. I just take it as far in my life when I dig in into my soul and my experiences and my imagination. I make it work to adapt my own emotions to the drama. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's me now talking to you, and it is me on stage. So it's no. It doesn't go in a mechanical schedule. Mm-hmm. When you come and from 10 to 6, you smile, you go, how are you? Are you fine? Okay. Oh, now we do the turn, and here we come in the middle, and here we step 2 steps back, and here I look at him, and here I put my hand to my forehead, you know, and then it's 6 o'clock. Oh, sorry, I'm done. And now I go and live my private life. That's not working. No, that's not me.
Mm-hmm. Opera is your life in that way.
Well, that's what makes me, mm-hmm. you know, that's what makes me a performer. Because I was born, like Lady Gaga said, baby, I was born this way, you know, that's the thing.
Talking about Lady Gaga or other pop stars, Beyoncé is in Amsterdam these days. They work as hard as you. They are maybe as good as you in their profession. But when they walk in the street, everybody knows them.
Can you believe walking on the street and everyone sticks to you, you know, and people get different emotions from seeing you, your name so advertised, you know. This is one side what I'm talking about, one perspective. And if everybody stops you and jumps on you and, wants a piece of you, that's not a very pleasant life. And another thing, we artists and we live for... I live as an artist to give people, to share them my emotions. I can't live otherwise.
There is a video of the curtain call from your last few letters 4 years ago. It has been watched 6,000 times on YouTube. So people even watch how you take the applause. Do you feel rewarded by the audience?
Let's say I don't desire for the applause, but I am grateful. That's why I come on stage, to understand. For me, is not the prize. For me, the best prize, if the person will get some idea and some emotional state from the performance, that's the best prize for me. And when I feel what I say, that you're listening and you, I'm taking up your soul, and when it's nothing to compare in this life, when you hold the soul in the palm of your hand, mm-hmm. seriously, it's something very, very powerful and so scary at the same time. But if I did something and it got to people, my thought, my idea, and I gifted them with what I have, I shared with them, and they took, each of them, a bit of what I gave, and in a different level of understanding, of course. That's the best thing. That's when I come and I say, thank you. That's what the bow is all about. To be respectful and to be grateful. This is not showering yourself in glory. No, that's not about. That's a different point of the theater, which is not me.
Do you notice anything of the emotion going on in the audience during an opera? Because there's an orchestra before you.
I feel it. Actually, actor and the public, they're like two lovers, you know. To make good love, you have to feel each other's body. That's how it happens.
And it happened in Amsterdam 4 years ago.
It made me really, really happy here. I was very happy here. It was immense work and it was a struggle and... there were happy days as well, but in the same time, it made it so different from what I had and experienced from before and after. So that Amsterdam made it a very special place.
Mm-hmm. On the 6th of May, there's premiere of this new series of performances. Afterwards, you're going to Milano just to sing Wagner under Maestro Barenboim. You sing Gudrune and Dieter Norren in Götterdämmerung.
Mm-hmm.
Is that vocally possible to do Verdi and Wagner in almost the same month?
I think Wagner, first of all, they lived in the same time. They wrote with different ideas and different approaches, but the colors are still the same. That's all came from great opera, great French theater. That's why we have the bust of Wagner and Verdi at the Opéra de Paris. You know, Wagner had a great sense of humor.
Although we tend to find him quite serious.
Well, everybody understands Wagner is something very loud and is a heavy stone which fills on your falls on your head and smashes you back to the ground. You know, no. It has a lot of delicacy. And if to see the structure of the orchestra is so clear... You know, and he struggled a lot because he just knew that he was very, very outstanding and amazing with orchestra. There was a lot of weight of responsibility when you know that you're amazingly good. Genius.
We're behind the scenes now. We're backstage at the Nederlandse Opera where Walküre premiered last Saturday. Is that something that you have room for in your head to visit such a performance?
Oh, yes, I saw. I found it extraordinary, the way it was mingled into the audience, they said, the way that the time, which means everything for the performance, is captured and that Pierre played with his time. I think is one of the very, very outstanding stage regie. And of course, the performers are great. That's why it's having such an amazing success.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly I'm happy for Amsterdam because I watched the Kittisch. I watched the Guillaume Tell. I thought it was terrific.
You worked at the Metropolitan Opera New York. You did Scala. You have
You can't
in
compare the different teams, you know, the different orders. It's like different planets, you know. Just a different planet. It doesn't say that Mars is better than Venus, so, you know, and that Saturn is better than Pluto, you know. This is different orbits, different ways of communicating. But the matter that here they found their way to communicate with their audience, with their public, and they bring such enormous attention for building up highest quality teams. That's what is important. Yeah, because somebody who thinks Amsterdam is a small city, they're really wrong.
Quite a different question. Verdi's birthday, 200 years, will be the 10th of October.
Mm-hmm.
If you could write a postcard, a celebration card to him, what would you write on it?
I would come personally.
And what would you bring as a present?
Verdi, no, I would just come personally because present. The biggest present is for Verdi that we support his ideas and that his music lives on, his ideas and his forever this revolutionary mind, not in the sense of revolution, but the sense that he was standing like in his walk against the wind. He didn't turn his back to what was coming from the future. He was looking so much forward. You know, so he is ahead of his time and he's ahead of our time. And that, I think for him will be, it's a great honor then when the deal of your life lives on. You know, like for all of them. And it's important for us that we haven't lost it.
Dit was een podcast van operamagazine.nl. Al het operanieuws vindt u iedere dag op www.operamagazine.nl.